Now more of the Wild About Pets radio show on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's Susan Frank.
Welcome back to the show and our discussion with my guest, Dr. David Taylor, the author of Old Dog, New Tricks, Understanding and Retraining Older and Rescued Dogs. We do have photographs that go along with what we're speaking about. You can find that by clicking the purple Look While You Listen button on this homepage of Talk Zone. And our phone lines are open. It's March 13th. We are taking live calls on the air. That number is 888-463-6748. And we've been talking about that there are some different medical conditions that, you know, affect our, you know, our dog's heart or their bones or their digestive system that actually can be the root or the cause of some of the behaviors you may be seeing in your older dog, some of the destructive behavior or increasing fears or soiling or housebreaking problems. And so, Dr. Taylor, you also have mentioned that there are some things that we can do. You can teach your old dog some new tricks or just help them to cope with some of these things that happen. Let's talk about a couple of those.
Yeah. Well, as you say, the older dog can develop these or present these problems: house soiling, disturbed nights, destructive behavior. But you can do something about it, and the book goes into this in some detail. Of course, to go, for example, to house soiling, some dogs that do this have medical conditions. For example, a very fat, obese animal or an arthritic dog might have difficulty going up or down stairs. So it decides that it's too difficult to get outside to do its toilet work what it should.
Mm-hmm.
Animals that have got kidney problems might pass water indoors and therefore need access to the outdoors more frequently. And, of course, the Alzheimer's, the cognitive changes, the canine cognitive dysfunction changes, they can also cause problems. And in many of these, retraining is what you have to do. In other words, for example, if your dog has problems with regards to urination, you will have to watch it and take it outside at the first sign of it wanting to go for a pee. And you have to realize that animals in these conditions cannot be expected to spend unusually long periods of time indoors without access to outdoors.
You also mention that anxiety can be an issue for our older dogs. And I was so struck, Dr. Taylor, when you talked about, you wrote about, I mean, in your book, that the older dog that finds that maybe it is needing to urinate more and can't control it can become anxious because they may find that inadvertently they're soiling the house. And I suppose that anxiety and stress probably, like in a vicious circle, causes some other behaviors that may surprise us.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Anxiety caused by various for various reasons. It can be because, for example, an animal's left on its own too long during the day or whatever. Anxiety produces a lot of these so-called behavioral malfunctions in dogs.
In your book, you do have a whole list of training tips that are very practical, and of course, they can be used for young dogs, but I especially liked them when I was thinking in terms of the older dog. And they're almost obvious common sense, but you know, until you read them over, you might not remember. Like, you know, taking time, slowing down, restricting the training sessions, even if you're having to, like, retrain a dog on a simple command, you know, giving them more time. I thought those were all very, very helpful.
You're absolutely right, because, you know, if you say to somebody who's got a pet, train it, if they've no knowledge, no experience, they don't know these basic underlying principles which you've just mentioned. So all I can say is, read this book.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to plug it, am I? All I'm saying is, there are principles, basic, simple principles. We're not asking you to turn into lion tamers or, you know, train dolphins to jump through hoops of fire. All I'm saying, there are basic principles which most people forget or never knew.
Yes. I also found most useful your talking about the fact that our dogs do not associate things they do necessarily in the past with the punishment that we level on them in the present. And so on my website with the photographs, there's a picture, it's number 9, that shows this dog lying, looking kind of woeful with a chewed boot. And the idea is that, you know, they can't make that connection. And so we punish them, I think, sometimes incorrectly. And so I want you to tell us more about that. But I want to say, I even remember when I, you know, had my beagle and reading the books about the beagles, they were talking about, well, when they do something wrong, punishment, you know, you take that newspaper, rolled up newspaper, and, you know, swat them on the nose. And so I know you speak a lot about punishment. And they said, well, if you push their nose in, or, you know, in what they did wrong and then do it, well, they'll know why you're punishing them. So let's talk about that, Dr. Taylor.
Well, what you said, I understand completely. It's absolutely wrong. I mean, if you or I do something wrong, someone will tell us, you did this wrong and punish us. You know, I steal your checkbook and you will hit me over the head with your handbag. Fine. And I will relate the two. Dogs, pets cannot do this. This idea that you can say, you can come home and see a boot chewed up and go to the dog and say, you did this, take that,
mm-hmm.
or rub its nose in something, if it's past water or feces on the carpet, is absolutely wrong and must not be done.
Because they do not understand that time. And isn't it true that they will just take whatever you're punishing them about then as well, I suppose they wouldn't understand it, except that you've just come home and all of a sudden you see the dog and you're angry at them.
Exactly. It's a common thing for people to do it, but it's wrong.
You also talk about, and I loved this, why a dog may chase and want to act like they want to kill the postman, or what that behavior is. And if you just think and understand kind of more how dogs react, that will help you understand it. And that was so lovely. Tell us, why is it that dogs tend to want to kill the postman?
Well, as I said at the beginning, the dog is a member of your household pack. Now, here comes this guy, usually in a uniform. He approaches the house. He comes to the gate or door. He is a stranger. The dog barks at him. He fumbles at the door or the gate. The dog barks again. And guess what? The postman backs off and disappears.
Mm-hmm.
The dog has defended the family, has defended the pack. And this cowardly creature, this postman, has been fended off. Now, what's more, the next day he does it again, and again the dog says to himself, I've got rid of this intruder, this possible aggressor who's come to the house. Because remember that in your family pack, your dog will regard you as the leader of the pack, because the dog regards the family as a pack of dogs. You're a dog.
Yes.
A dog. Now, as when the postman comes to the gate or the door, and even if he presses the bell, you don't respond. He puts the letters through the letterbox. And, in other words, the leader of the pack doesn't come. It doesn't react. So it's the dog who takes your place, who represents you, substitutes for you, who defends you.
And is there something one can do to help calm a dog down and change some of that behavior that
it
works?
It should not be changed. I don't want a postman to hang around. Do you? I want my letters delivered sharp and quick and let him move on. And I think the dog understandably thinks that here is a man who is obviously unwelcome in our pack, and I've chased him off. The point is that he thinks that his bark has done the trick. It's got rid of this unwelcome visitor.
Mm-hmm.
But he may be welcome to you and me, but not to the dog. Very few dogs can read letters.
You do in the book mention that in a case, let's say, and I'm extrapolating a bit, where it's very dangerous for the postman, you suggest that somehow the owner goes out and in front of the dog, you know, seeing this, looks like they're making friends with the postman. And
well,
that,
yes, well, obviously you could do that. But I bet not many people do that.
Oh, well, I'm wondering, would that make a big difference, though?
Well, it might do, but I wouldn't go out with my dog purely to tell the dog, this guy's all right. Because it's different if, and this does happen, if the dog is able to get out and bite the postman's ankle, then you might have to go to that. But no, I'm not. I understand the dog's position.
Yes, and so do I. I think we all do. You know what? We are going to take another break, and when we come back, we probably will switch topics, and we'll find out about your career traveling the world, taking care of the world's animals. Again, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this.